You mentioned earlier that you like to write songs that are scripturally based.
Yes.
How important is it to write songs that are scripturally based?
Well, even though an artist may not quote the scripture verbatim, I believe that any song that's a gospel song or one that's centered in Christ should have a biblical foundation, because the word is what's going to be is the thing that's going to get us delivered, you know, bring us through. It's the word that's hidden in our hearts that will cause us to not sin against Him, you know. So I think songs that have a sincere message of faith and hope and love and mercy and peace, I think those topics are central to the Christian faith. And if we're going to use music as an avenue to edify and encourage people, it has to be based on the word.
Our guest is Tanya Baker, the new project, Special Friend. Tanya, are you where you want to be in your ministry?
You know, I am. Because wherever God has me at that time is where I need to be. And I'm really content. The one thing that I can say is that it wasn't necessarily my aspiration to be a gospel artist. I started out writing songs, and other people would sing some of those songs. And we would sing them at church, and I would be asked to go and minister at different conferences or women's meetings and things of that nature. And the people would ask me, who wrote that song? Where is that song? Whose CD is that on? And it was a song that I wrote. And so my husband and I began to pray about it. He encouraged me. If people are asking for this, or people are being touched by the songs, then maybe you need to make them available. And that's where the whole recording process started. So this wasn't something I necessarily asked for, but it's how God ordered my steps. So I'm definitely where I want to be. I'm certainly content.
Great. Why be a gospel artist when you possibly can make more money in being a mainstream artist, get more notoriety?
Mm-hmm.
Why settle for being a gospel artist?
Well, for me, I don't even look at it as settling. That's my personal conviction. I am a person of faith. I'm a Christian. I am a follower of Christ. And so I want to render my gift unto Him. And I want to encourage and strengthen and build up other believers. So it's just a personal conviction for me. And I know that a lot of people don't carry that same conviction, but that's just mine.
Will Special Friend take Tanya Baker around the world?
Well, we're going to see what the Father does with it. If He does, I'll say hallelujah.
All right. Okay. Hey.
And I've actually had opportunities to travel across. I've already been across this country, mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful for every ministry opportunity that I have. I really am thankful because, you know, people can ask for whoever they want to come. But I did get the opportunity to do a 21-day tour over in France with another artist, Craig Adams, out of New Orleans, Louisiana. So, you know, I've been somewhere already, so I'm thankful. I'm excited to see where he takes me next.
Have you ever thought about, Lord, I'm so blessed, you know, I'm this gospel artist from Ohio, mm-hmm. and I never thought I would be where I am. Have you ever had those kind of thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime I get up to minister, people say, you still get nervous? I've been singing, you know, just about all my life since I can remember as a child growing up singing with my parents and singing in church and, you know, community choirs. But even now, I get nervous and I'm like, Lord, I cannot believe you choose to use me, you know, out of all your people. So when I say I'm thankful, I mean that sincerely, because it's something that I love to do, but it's something that He's given me and gifted me to do. So my mind is blown sometimes. Some of the opportunities that I've had, some of the places I've been, my mind is blown.
Our guest, Tanya Baker, Special Friends, the new project. Where can one pick up, my audience, if they want to pick up the project, they want to get in touch with Tanya Baker, how can they reach out and touch Sonya Bick and pick up this project?
Well, the project will be released to many of the Christian retailers nationwide on August 19th, which is next Tuesday. It'll be in the general market, your major retail outlets, on September 30th. But in the meantime, they can check us out at MySpace, www.myspace.com, and it's /Tonya Baker, TonyaBaker. You can also look me up on Kingdom Records website, and that's www.kingdomrecordsinc.com. And you can look at all of the Kingdom Records artists, Shekinah Glory Ministries, Elder Phil Tarver, Kim Stratton, Cynthia Jones, and myself. And they can keep up with me that way.
Okay, Tonya, it has been a pleasure. And we speak nothing but blessings for a special friend, for you, your family, and keep doing what you're doing for the Lord.
Praise God. I thank you, sir, and I appreciate you, and I receive it, and same to you as well.
Thank you. Our guest, Tonya Baker, the project special friend, Tonya Baker, on Star 94.1.